Thanks, Sue, for reading. Excellent. So you may want to keep that the back of the bulletin with a reading on. It's great to see that where what I'm saying is coming from, and to help those younger ones around you too as well. But I've got a question as we start. Who is looking forward to the holidays? Who's looking forward to the holidays? I know some people already had their holidays, but who is going anywhere nice on holiday? Okay, where are you going?
Spain.
Going to Spain, lovely. Lovely. What about Emma at the back, please? Going to London and Scotland, very nice. Where are you going? Swanage, where's that? In England, on the coast? Okay, excellent. Well, we are going away on Wednesday, and Oh, sorry, got someone else? Where are you going? Yuki. Oh, cool. Well, we're going away on Wednesday, and I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to it. And it's what keeps me going. When I'm feeling tired and I'm sort of exhausted, I think about sitting there relaxing on the beach, and I can't wait. But there is also so much to do before then to get ready, isn't there? When you're going away on holiday, maybe you might not know that, but mummies and daddies will, that there's a lot to do. There's all the packing to do and all the sorting everything out to get ready. Well, the Bible tells us that no matter how good your holiday is going to be, the Bible tells us there's something even better to look forward to. Even better than Swanage or Newquay or Spain, wherever. Because God in the Bible promises a perfect new creation. It's what we just heard about in the reading. The most amazing future to look forward to and to make sure we're ready for when it comes. So what is it, I wonder, that you're most looking forward to about your holiday? What is it that you're most sort of wanting to be there? Or maybe what you don't want to be there? It may be like, never want spiders in my tent on holiday. But have a think, what is it that you're most looking forward to about your holiday, about what will be there or won't be there? Why not talk to those sitting around you if you want, and share what it is that would make the perfect holiday for you, okay? What would make the perfect holiday for you? If you don't want to talk to the people around you, don't worry. Just have a think by yourself. Okay, what is it then? What would make the perfect holiday for you? Building sandcastles on the beach. There's got to be a beach there to make it the perfect holiday. Going swimming. Okay, so we need some water. Yeah, what else? Swimming pools again. Anything that people would not want to be there. What would ruin a holiday? Rain, that's a good one, yes. Yes? What would ruin a holiday for you? Sorry? Your tablet? Okay. Being poorly. No one wants to be poorly on holiday, do they? No. There's lots of things, isn't there, that we'd want to be there or not be there for the perfect holiday. I'll put this, Jamie, put the first slide up for us. No? There we go. Okay. So there's lots of things for our holiday. But what about God's new creation? What is it that's about this glorious future that we're looking forward to? What is it that will be there or won't be there that's going to make this place so perfect? So much that we want to look forward to. Well, have a look at the passage and see if you can spot it. First of all, can you spot what won't be there? Now, you may see it says there'll no longer be any sea. That might be a worry for some of you who want to go swimming. But it doesn't mean there's no sunbathing or surfing. The sea in the Bible just means, it means kind of chaos and disorder and bad stuff. It's kind of used as a picture. So when it says there's no sea, it doesn't mean there's not going to be any water. It just means there's not going to be any bad stuff. And we see that in the other things that won't be there. Have a look at the end of verse 4. Let me read that out too. It says, "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." Now, isn't that something to look forward to? I mean, what is it that makes this world so horrible? That makes life so difficult? Isn't it like those we love getting sick and dying? Isn't it ourselves getting old and sick? Maybe being hurt by people. But this in this new world, there'll be none of that. There'll be none of these things. There'll be no more hankies. No more crying that we'd need tears that we'd need to wipe away. Isn't that good? There'll be no more hospitals. No more getting sick. Wouldn't that be good? And no more hearses. No more funerals. No more people dying. No more need for any of those things. We just won't need tissues anymore. Because there'll be nothing to make us cry or be upset. We won't need first aid kits and bandages, because there'll be nothing to make us sick. And there'll be no need for any more of these. These are all the funeral orders of service of all the funerals I've been to. But no more. I wouldn't have to do any more funerals in the glorious new creation, because there'll be no more death or mourning. You see, we think of those things as just part of life, don't we? You have to do your first aid training because people get sick. We need doctors and nurses. Well, of course, people just die, don't they? That's just inevitable. And of course, we'll get sad. But actually, all those things are not the way God made the world to be. They don't belong in God's world. They're caused, actually, by our sin. By when we reject God and turn away from him. Not personally, but because as humans we've done that. We live in a broken and fallen world. But the wonderful news is that in God's new creation, there won't be any more of those things. No sin and no consequences of it. No death or mourning or crying or pain. No saying goodbye to those we love. No struggling with bad backs and arthritis. No more. No more teething or sleepless nights for the parents. No more bullying or abuse. No more toil and tedium of work day in, day out. No more falling out and broken relationships. Isn't that a world worth looking forward to? Isn't that a place that you want to be? But we haven't even got to the best bit yet. Because all those things won't be there, but there is one glorious thing that will be there, or one glorious person. I imagine what would make your perfect holiday is partly to do with who will be there, isn't it? Who you're going to be sharing it with. And when it comes to God's glorious new creation, the best thing about it is the fact that we will be there enjoying it with God. Look down at verse 3 on the sheets. "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.'" Now, I guess some of you here might be thinking, well, that doesn't really sound too special. Why is that such good news? Well, if that's you, then I wonder if you've got the right view of God. Have a think for a moment what you think God is like, okay? Well, when I speak to many people and they tell me what they think God is like, I don't think I would want to spend eternity with their God either. Because they make God sound like a grumpy old man who just is there telling you what not to do and what's wrong. But instead, take that view of God out of your head and think about the kindest, most loving, most compassionate person that you know. Think about them. Or think of your most loyal, truthful, upright, good friend that you've got. The one who's always there for you. The one who never lets you down. Who always tells you the truth, even when it's hard. Who is there to pick you up when you fall down. Think about them. And that is a tiny, tiny picture of what it is to know God. See, that is what God, the God of the Bible, is like. Not a grumpy old man, but the most loving, generous, kindest, loyal, truthful, upright, good person. Now, if that picture of God is new to you, then maybe for the adults, you want to come to the Christianity Explore course that we run. Or read one of the eyewitness accounts of Jesus' life. Read about Jesus and then see whether you think he's someone you want to spend eternity with. You see, because that's the best thing to look forward to about God's new creation, is that we'll share it with him. We'll be friends with God forever. Isn't that something to look forward to? Well, we're going to sing again now before coming back to hear how we can get ready for God's new creation. So let's stand and sing again. Now, when you go on holiday, to get ready, you need to pack, don't you? Okay, so I've got my suitcase here. Right, here we go. I'm really looking forward to going away. So I've got my big suitcase. But the problem is, I'm a bit messy. And all my stuff to pack is scattered everywhere. So what I need you to do is I need you to look around and try and find all the pieces. I can see some of them have already actually moved, so it might be trouble. So if you can go and look around, maybe there might not be enough for everyone. So maybe if you think you're a regular here, you can let someone else find them first. Excellent. I'd like taking toys on holiday with me. Brilliant. Excellent. And what have I got there? Oh, I've got my... Thank you. I got my beach towel. I need that. And my hat. Oh, there we go. I need my beach ball as well. Thank you, George. Well done. Oh, my swimming shorts. Oh, thank you. Don't worry, they're clean. It's fine. And some suntan cream. Hopefully we'll need that. Oh, yes, my passport. I'll need that. There's my passport. Let's have a look at the photo. Oh, very nice. There we go. Oh, we've got another toy. Excellent. Brilliant. What else have we got? We've got a book. I could do with a book. Thank you. And a plate. Are you going to give me a plate? Yeah, thank you. Right, I think that's everything. Now, a pair of sunglasses. Brilliant. That's everything, I think. Thank you. I'll go take a seat. I can't get my ball in my bag, though. Oh, some toothpaste. Oh, wow. Where did you find that? That's a well-prepared grandmother, isn't it? Excellent. So there we go. I'm all ready for my holidays now. So that's good. Thank you very much. Well, that is how we get ready to go on our holidays. But how do we get ready for God's new creation? What do we need to pack in our bag to get ready to go to get ready for God's new creation? So here you go, here's my bag. What do you think? See, lots of people think the way that we get ready for God's new creation is by being good. That's what we've got to do. We've got to pack our lives full of being good. And if we get enough good stuff in our suitcase, then we'll be let into God's new creation. So if I give money to charity, then I'll be in. If I go to church, I'll be in. If I help others, I'll be in. So if I pack my bag with lots of good stuff, then I'll be ready for God's new creation. That's what lots of people think. But that is not the way we get ready. As we'll see in a moment, we'll never be able to do enough good stuff to get us into God's new creation. You see, instead, the wonderful news is that it's not about us trying to pack our own bags with all the good stuff to get right with God. Actually, Jesus has already packed for us. And there's actually really only one thing in his bag, and that is a cross. His cross, his death on the cross for us. Jesus, the Bible says, has already done it all for us. When he died on the cross, he paid for our sins and guaranteed us our place in God's new creation. You see, Jesus lived the perfect life. He was always, never sinned, never did anything wrong. And when Jesus died on the cross, when we trust in him, he gives us his perfect life. And he makes us friends with God. So you see, he does it all. He does it all. He gets rid of the sin that spoils God's new creation, and he gives us his perfect life so that we can be friends with God in the new creation forever. Now, can I have someone up to help me? Amelia, there you go. So you can be Jesus. Here we go. So here's your bag with your luggage label on. There we go. So you stand behind that one. So you see, because Jesus actually done it all, all we need to do is to swap bags. Because you see, the reason we can't do it ourselves, I'll put this back up here. The reason we can't do it ourselves is because, as well as all those good things that we might have put in our bags over the years, helping others, going to church, giving to charity, being good, there may be all those good things in there, but also we know there's lots of other things, don't we? There's all the times that we get angry, we lose our temper. There's all the times we tell lies. There's all the times we are selfish. You see, we can never be good enough for God, because God is perfect, perfectly good. But what happens is if we trust in Jesus, then Jesus takes on himself all my sin, all the bad things I have done, and instead he gives me his perfect life. His perfect life, so that we can be friends with God forever. So you see, Jesus has done it all. I'm all ready to get into God's new creation. Not because of what I've done, Jesus has taken that on the cross, but he has my, because of what Jesus has already done for me on the cross. Thank you, Amelia. Go take a seat. See, that's all I need to enjoy God's perfect new creation with him forever. And it's all you need to do too. Not about doing, packing your bag with good stuff, but instead by trusting in Jesus and accepting his gift for us. If you'd like to do that, I'm going to say a short prayer now, simply saying sorry to God for the way that we have turned our back on him. Thank you for his death for us on the cross, and then please asking God to forgive us and help us to live as friends with him, looking forward to his new creation. So I'm going to say that prayer now. You might like to share that and to make that your own. If you would, just echo it in your mind, and then you might like to want to say amen at the end. But let me pray for us as we finish. Let's pray. Dear God, we are sorry for the way that we have sinned and turned our backs on you, that we've chosen to live our own way with ourselves as king. Thank you for Jesus dying for us and the forgiveness he offers on the cross. And please help us to be those who trust in him and to live with you as king, looking forward to your new creation forever. Amen.